The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Hi, I'm Ryan LaPlante, and I'm one of the crazy founders of Dum Dums and Dice, the production company that's made the video you're watching or the podcast you're listening to right now. Now, we're clearly busy. We're producing 5 weekly podcasts, a 6th event podcast, video event one-shots, and an additional video D&D campaign. But we want to take this time to invite you to become a part of our company and a part of our Patreon at patreon.com/dumdumdice. You can get access to our Discord, access to exclusive DM and character chats. You can get the chance to name characters in our shows and vote on the way their stories will progress. You can even become a recurring NPC and hear yourself interacting with our characters each week through the voice of Tom. You can become a patron for as little as $1, and there's great value for you at even that level. So please, join the Dum Dums and Dice family and help us make even more content in a way that you are guaranteed to love. That's patreon.com/dumdumdice. DUMBDUMBDICE. So let's do something dumb together, and thanks for being part of our stories.
Welcome back to Dumb Scum and Villainy, a Dumb Dumbs and Dice podcast where professional voiceover artists and improvisers explore the underworld of this Star Wars Edge of the Empire role-playing game. I'm your host, Blotto the Toydarian. This series features our Game Master Tom McGee, Ryan LaPlante as Abraxas Brash Core, Tyler Hewitt as Vic Denbar, Guy Bradford as Engage 311, and Adam McNamara as the forgetful psychopath Waka Waka Fonzie. The gang assassinated their target, but they were not ready for what the Imperials were hiding. Waka got his ass kicked and is being carried away by a Rancor. Engage is being towed after him. Brash is preparing to flee on the Righteous Indignation. And Vic broke into a Star Wars coffee shop after being brutally shot. There, you're caught up. So get out of my shop or spend money. No credits, only money.
Waka, you are being jostled in the mighty fist of this techno rancor as it runs off into the night. Now the lights of the town have faded in the background. This thing is making hella distance with its giant rancor legs.
Jeez.
And you're just full on like ragdoll in the hand. And I think like you're doing all the things a Mandalorian would do, but you know, your arms are all floppy. So it's like you launch the flamethrower, but it just kind of like flies around. You know, you can't reach any of your guns. Eventually you're just kind of stuck as the thing drags you away. But you can still see bringing up the rear at distance on a tow cable, just skimming across the ground. It's one of Team Dad. Oh, maybe that's the name of the troop. We're Team Dad.
Team
Sled Dad.
The Dad Gang.
Being dragged along through the snow, looking very intrepid in the way only a robot whose face is like cranked up forward, like one of those tugboats from Thomas the Tank Engine, and his body's out behind him, can. So he's just, you know, being dragged along. The Rancor is quickly taking to the hills, you can see it kind of like quickly moving through a bunch of spaces. What are you trying to do as the Rancor carries you?
So at first I'm screaming a lot. And then I'm kind of like, nuss to this, I'll let the big guy handle this. And I kind of twitch and I revert to Waka and I kind of like yawn, like I wake up from a nap. And it's like, and then I start screaming. And I'm just like, wait, what? Where am I? Who are you?
And the Rancor just says, I'm a good dad. And then he keeps running.
I'm a dad, and that guy behind us is a dad, too.
Oh, in that case, I am sorry for what I am about to do.
Oh, what are you going to do?
He's talking about patricide, you sticking asshole. But I love you, you're a good kid.
He says,
years ago, I was taken from my family, and now I must return to them.
Oh, where's your family live?
In these hills. They're called the Valley of the Rancors.
Oh,
it's where
okay.
my family lives, along with several of our neighbors, friends, and a couple of notable enemies, like Greg, who stole my lawnmower that one time. That guy's a real prick.
Oh, wow, geez. Well, I wouldn't mind helping you with this Greg guy.
That is good, but I actually have another job for you, a more important job.
Oh, okay.
A job that could only be achieved by the best of dads.
I kind of just woke up here, but I don't judge people based off of just first impressions. So hey, let's hear it out. What do you want to do?
Look, you know what? It's easier if I just show you. Just hang tight there, little Phil. What's your name?
Oh, my name's Waka Waka, but you could call me Fonzie.
Excellent. Rancors do not believe in names, but you can call me Robotnik. It's right. A cool name I made for myself in captivity.
That's actually a really cool name, son.
And it's unique and never been used before.
Never in another franchise. Just nope. Like the name of all the ships.
Okay, well, enough talking. We gotta go fast now.
Normally I hate when things want to go fast, but in this case, that will get me to my beloved golden rings faster. Onward!
Hey, Engage, can't you use some, like, boosts or something to get up here? This guy's pretty okay.
I'm kind of frozen in my sled position right now, pal, yeah, with the tow cable sticking out of my fanny.
Engage, you look around for, long rectangular pads with arrows on them or ramps with arrows on them, presumably either of which would give you a speed boost. But sadly, none to be found, I tell you. Dingo truly is a shitty backwater place if it doesn't have a cool, badass cart track for you to do tricks off of.
Oh, hey, I'll help. Hey, Robotnik, why don't you just stop and pick him up?
No! And he keeps stopping. So, meanwhile, back in the coffee shop, Vic, you're staring down a man who is clearly working the graveyard shift at this coffee shop. He's just seen you stumble in, like, blast singed and, carrying a like, you just threw a garbage can through the window. You're not wearing shoes. So he's got his hands up and he's like, hey, please don't shoot. If you want some donuts, just take whichever donuts you like. It's on me.
Do you have any fresh coffee?
I can make a pot. I have a pot that I made earlier. It's been on for a long time though. If you're okay with that,
I just need it hot. I need it hot.
It's hot. Yeah, it's hot. Yeah. You can
pour
have
it on these boots.
Yeah, okay. So he starts pouring it on the boots.
Great. They melt off the lid. I hope.
Yeah. He's like, do you need sugar or milk with your boot?
No,
water?
No. Just black. Just
okay.
Put
great.
It on
yeah,
the boots.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. All right. Good.
Thank you. And I just put like wet, soggy coffee boots on. They're warm, I guess.
Can you fill out a quick customer satisfaction survey? It would really help us out.
And I'm going to look behind me out the door. What's going on?
Like stormtroopers, man. So many stormtroopers. You see a bunch of them shooting at the Righteous Indignation. And then you see a bunch of them doing that like slow Metal Gear style. Like, we're looking for the room you might be in. Like, they're not on full alert, but they're on alert. Like, it's yellow caution on your...
In that case...
I forget what the radar is called.
Yes. I do have time to fill out a customer satisfaction survey.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Just let me behind the counter, and I'll, like, hop over and fall, because I didn't do it right, and then
okay, that's not exactly company policy, but I guess that's fine. Here you go. Would you like a fresh coffee to go? I assume these guys are trying to kill you, so if you want to go at the back, you can go out there. Also, you look kind of fucked up. You okay, man?
I am. First of all, I'm always great.
Oh,
but
all right.
I look at the name tag. Is it Tyler? Is it
saying
Tyler?
Yes, it says Tyler. And then underneath it says assistant manager.
Thought I was going to say assistant Hewitt.
That's the Star Wars term for manager. It's just Hewitt.
Yep.
Look, Tyler, I'm going to confide something in you here. And it doesn't leave the confidentiality of this customer survey. I have been better. This is not a good day for Vic Denbar.
Well, it's been a long time since anyone's come in here and ordered coffee. So this is a good day for Tyler, Assistant Hewitt. So I'll tell you what, you'd be doing me a real solid if you took these back to patches off my hands. I know you don't need them because it seems like you really got your shit together and you're very strong.
Definitely.
But
yeah.
My boss will be real mad if he comes back and there's still all these back to patches in this first aid kit. Because he hates
those.
Who's
your boss? What's your boss's name?
My boss, well, he goes by initials. It's HMV. I've been working for him for 10 years.
Yeah, that makes sense on certain social media sites.
Yes, yeah quite.
Watch out, Tyler. He's going to give you a pure card.
Yeah, also, if you would like to buy, we have, you know, triple DVDs of the Ace Ventura movies and the cartoon.
I just shove him.
He smashes the wall. He's like, oh, no, Henry Marcus Vickmond is going to be so mad. My boss, Henry Marcus Vickmond, HMV. Anyway, here, please, just take the patches and go. You can leave the DVDs. I don't want them either.
All right.
They're my cross to bear.
As I head out the door, I'll say, thank you, Tyler Hewitt. It doesn't get any better than this. It never gets better.
So yeah, you go at the back. Tyler, the back to patch is going to heal you up.
Oh, that's what those do.
Yeah.
I was going to ask.
Back does the magic Star Wars like Luke hangs
healing
out in his
goo.
Tidy whitey's healing goo.
Oh.
Or in every Star Wars video game, a quick excuse to get health packs. So go ahead and roll me a medicine check, please. So that's medicine and intelligence. Jesus, too many of these games. Intellect.
Intellect is 2. Medicine is probably nothing. It sure is. So 2 greens. Is there any difficulty?
Yeah, there's 1 difficulty. This is mostly you having never, you've always had a dibs to apply a Band-Aid to you. You've never had to put one on yourself.
I'm going to fail this. It's going to be back to patch, forearm.
You just it's like a temporary tattoo. You just peel the wrong sticky side off, so you're like, there we go, it fell off. Oh well, I guess I feel better now. You have 2 points. Sorry, there are 3 force points available to you if you want to use one of those to bump this up.
For just healing while I'm relatively safe.
I was gonna say, Tyler, just remember every time Waka has ever used a destiny point for anything. I think there is no rule. There's no rule too small.
Let's throw a destiny point on there.
Great.
So that's 1 blue?
No, that'll upgrade 1 of your greens to yellow.
Right.
The only reason we've used destiny points for blue has been when... I'm sorry, I'm using them just to track for me because we're all on apps right now. But the only reason we've added blue is if you already have the maximum amount of yellow, I can't really be like, you get an extra yellow? So we've just been adding boost dice. So what you get there,
great.
Sir? And your difficulty is... Yeah, 1 purple. Yeah.
1, yeah. So the 1 rolled up with 2 failures on it, which is pretty bad, but I've got great news. I also rolled 2 successes, so nothing happens.
All right, so you're still going to heal, but you're not going to gain, you're just not going to gain, like, crazy benefits.
You just chew them.
1 moment.
Yeah. I put the 2 back to patches together.
A little sandwich. Just kind of like...
And then you just rub them on the exterior of your wounds.
Yeah. On my clothes.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, you slap it on over the clothes, so you don't get no healing, but you weren't smart enough to lift your shirt and put it on the wound.
What are some of your wounds in detail, by the way?
I'm assuming because of how lethal blasters and lasers are, it's all like just burns or maybe even like debris and shrapnel like hitting me instead of getting like directly hit.
Right. So you have like third degree burns and shrapnel wounds. And,
yeah. Okay. I fell down and like scraped my knee and stuff. Boo-boos.
Owies.
Yeah. The wounds are relative to Vic's fragility. So, you know, the Waka would be missing an arm. Vic skinned his knee and has sunburn on his neck.
So, Vic, you're going to recover 4 points of health.
Okay. Okay.
Your clothes recover 15.
Ooh.
They're still really ripped up, and actually the back to patch is like eating through part of it, so they'll be worse for the wear, but man, they're fucking healthy. They are on the keto diet. They're having a great time.
Wow.
So that brings us to Brash. Disappear into coffee time, but you've got a bunch of stormtroopers rushing up and opening fire. Danger Zone playing.
I've climbed onto the Righteous Indignation and everything's fired up, and I look down and I realize that I might be screwed anyways. And I look at the pocket that's got the Emperor's lightsaber in it, and I'm like, if I do what you say, I'm going to get cool powers and never die.
Yes, as long as there are no follow-up questions to what has happened to my other apprentices.
All right, well, then it's time for this guy to save his apprentice like a good master would. And I would like to crank the Righteous Indignation to full speed, duck down, and ram it into the space country style to try to get Vic out of it so we can get away.
Okay, so you rev it up. You've got Danger Zone playing. Before you are a massive amount of stormtroopers. Like, they're just... Like, it seems like an entire legion. It's not, but it seems like it, particularly to a constantly scared smuggler-type fellow. So you rev the engine, you take off, just screaming ahead, and I need 1 sec to look something up for you.
Don't hurt
it. I'll allow it.
Yep.
I brace.
Danger Zone!
I brace, but I think about Waka while I do it, so it works like his brace.
It's like double brace.
Remember what I told you. You need to brace.
So as you tear off towards the country style, I did not find the answer to what I needed on the internet, so get ready for some fucking Calvin ball. You feel your concern for your apprentice, and it's less that you care about the actual life of Vic and more that you don't want to fuck up being a Sith Lord this early in the game. Like, it that you're better than that. You're Abraxas, goddammit. And as you focus your attention and you feel kind of the power flow through you that you've felt previously, suddenly you can feel electricity begin to crackle throughout the bike. And as you fly forward with your kind of hands white knuckle on the handlebars, your fingers slowly extend and lightning begins to erupt out of them, striking the screaming stormtroopers. So I'm going to have you make a roll here, Ryan.
Okay.
This is going to be kind of a weird, wacky double roll, because if you're very successful, you force lightning the hell out of these stormtroopers and make it safely into the country style / coffee shop. If you don't, they're gonna shoot you a bunch as you lightning your way past. So you're basically rolling for me and you. So don't fuck this up / fuck this up. So I'm gonna say this is a for you. I think this is probably presence. I think that's kind of how the force
force of personality would be,
because like
what
this
he
isn't
uses.
You thinking I need to force lightning. This is a get out of my way peasants is I think the way the dark side would manifest for you. So as you finally unleash the full weight of your ambition, we're gonna go presence, and we're gonna treat this as a ranged attack. So let's go ranged light, because I believe that's what you've got.
You are correct. Yeah. Cool. So I think, as he's like revving it up and he feels the like lightsaber warm in his pocket and he's sprinting forward and he just yells, "You don't know who I am, but I am important." And then he'll fire. So what do I got to add from your side, Tom?
Okay. So there's a lot of them. So I'm going to up the difficulty, not based on stormtroopers being particularly hard to hit, but in that there are just many. So we're going to give this a 4. 4 perfect. Okay. I'm going to give you one blue for the sort of Emperor's assist.
that poor guy. Ruling the galaxy to this.
I'm going to give you two black because it's very hard to steer the motorcycle in the best of times. And with your hands fully extended for force lightning, you're basically steering with, like, your thumbs and, like, the palms of your hand. Like, you're that asshole just being like, I can steer like this! And then the wheel gets away from you. So, yeah, two black for that. There are two force points available to use.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to use a force point. Because okay. That's so, just required. This is what he wants his destiny to be.
So upgrade.
We will see.
Oh, man, just look at all the things I have now. Go ahead and add your... So what's your positive check right now?
So I've got 3 yellows and a blue, but I'm up against 4 purples and 2 black.
Okay, did you take into account the force point you just spent? Or is that not accounted
yeah,
for?
Yeah, that's got me another okay. yellow up to Great. 3.
All right, buddy. Good luck and Godspeed.
I have 2 advantage, but 3 failure.
Okay, so I'm going
to
let...
I'll carry over to
3
shooting at you.
3 troopers open fire, but to Tyler's point, it will be harder for them to hit because you have...
just a wall of lightning randomly spraying them, me, the bike, the snow. Like, it's bad.
Yeah. It's metal as hell, though.
Yeah, the problem is it's like the super soaker when you get to the end. So, like, the lightning shoots out, but then it sort of drops off, and I have to, like, ride.
Also, admittedly,
if
we watch how force lightning has worked in all the movies, like, Palpatine had to, like, deep fry Luke for long enough for Darth Vader to have an entire emotional character arc just happen to him. And then in, you know, the more recent ones, like enough time for Rey to have an entire character emotional arc happen and a bunch of cameo voices to chime in. So it's not a fast death. Okay, so one of them gets through. So that'll be the stormtroopers do. Sorry, one sec. Flipping so many pages.
I think they do 2 damage. I think that's very reasonable. I'll still take 1, you know, I don't have a great soak value. Because I am wearing, oh yeah, clothes.
Yeah. So the combined fire is going to be 9.
Alrighty.
But as you tear through them, the force lightning starts ripping them apart as you blast through. With your advantage, I'll say you manage to steer the bike despite the force lightning flying off it. You leave just like, it's like the DeLorean shot through here. There's just fire and lightning behind you as people burn. And then you just plow straight into that country style. Here's my question to you, Brash. Do you think you would pull off the throttle or are you not really concerned about collateral?
I think he's busy screaming about how important he is. So I don't. I think his thought is like, I'll get through the store and stop because then I'll have cover. And then, you know, Vic can come out and get on.
Okay. So you crash through the window of the store and you see a man just go, huh? And then just get fucking blasted apart by the bike as it tears through. It burns up. The force lightning burns up a very positive customer service survey that talked a lot about how handsome the man was. And then the bike crashes through the back wall into the donut storage room where Vic is currently sticking back to patches to his clothes and doing that thing people often do. Like, people who've never drank or done drugs before, they're just like, oh, man, I just took a bunch, but I'm not feeling it yet. I guess I'm just real good at this. So he's just, like, putting the back to patches on and be like, not so healing. When you just explode through the wall. Vic, you see Brash sort of with lightning crackling around him, grinning broadly. He's astride the Righteous Indignation, which seems to just be like pockmarked with blaster fire. The A is still clearly visible in the front though, so like we good. Brash kind of stands over you, and for the first time, I think you're actually legitimately like a little bit scared of him. Up till now, he's been equal or less, but there's something about this that is no bueno. Brash, what do you say?
If you want to get out of here and you get on this bike with me, you're my apprentice. And you gotta shut up about it.
And then I reach up because I've been shot so many times, the survival suit isn't great. And I just rip the arms off and put them in the saddlebags so I look hot.
Oh, okay. It's Brash. I thought it was just a haunted bike because you were invisible.
No. I stopped being invisible earlier. I'm just wearing black. Yeah, okay. It blends in, okay. But...
Okay. Vic, it's not much of a decision for Vic. He'll just get on the bike as we need to go. He won't think about the ramifications of, like, apprentice or whatever. That's whatever.
He assumes it means boss.
So, here's the question, apprentice. Do we go save the psychopaths, or do we go flee the planet and get 300 grenades? We can maybe trade them for your parents.
I think Waka has to be there to get the grenades. The agreement was with Waka.
I was there, too. There are options, you know? It's why I'm always around. There's a lot of charm and ability, and...
That's stormtroopers! And I'll just, like, floor it and have to go after them because stormtroopers are coming through the star country style.
Yeah, there we go. Star style. For all your coffee needs? Not wants, but needs.
All your calf right. needs. I think it's calf in Star Wars.
It is, except on Dingo. They've developed a name for it called coffee just here. It's very strange.
That HMB. What a terrible Hewitt.
Yeah, he's he's going to be real bummed about what happened to his shop. That was his whole deal. He might have to fall back on his side hustle of pirated DVDs. All right, so you tear out the back of the building, and you've lost sight of the Rancor, but you saw it head towards the hills. There are stormtroopers everywhere, but with the speed of the Righteous Indignation, you're able to kind of get to distance. The problem is now these stormtroopers in this town are kind of between you and the mountains. So here's the question. Are you going for speed, or are you going for safety?
As the guy driving the bike who has had his fucking ass handed to him, we're going to take the scenic route. And while he says that, Brash is pulling the sleeves back onto his survival suit because it is very cold.
Do I have any more back to patches?
I don't know. Do you think you would have used them all up, like, just, like, opening them and arbitrarily sticking them to you, or do you think you would have held on to a couple?
I think because they were hitting my clothes, it's like, this isn't working, I'll try another one.
Yeah, so no, you're covered in, like, 5 dying soldiers worth of back to patches, and it got you 4 health.
Okay.
Can I rip one off of him and try putting it on myself under my armor, because I'm not an idiot?
Yes, you do, and it sticks for a second, but it's like re-chewing gum. Like, you're just not getting anything from it.
Ooh. Oh, I pull it off, and I'm like, it smells like you. Gross. And throw it off to the side, and I'm like...
It heals the ground litter, for 1 point of damage.
Yeah. I shouldn't litter, but I'm a Sith Lord now. And then I, like, squint my eyes a little more evilly, and then speed up the bike.
Good. Good. Throw bottles in the garbage and throw black plastic in the recycling. It is your destiny.
Hello, everyone. This is Tyler Hewitt, just coming at you with a little special offer for you. You know, if you're a fan of what we're doing here on the show, then we have, to borrow a phrase from Jerry Holkins, a patron-oriented experience tailored just for you. If you go to
patreon.com/dumbdumbdice,
you can sign up and get a bunch of special features that we're not really going to make available to anyone else, so do that now. Well, not right now, but, you know.
Meanwhile, Waka, you are carried into a kind of massive enclosed valley amongst the hills, where there are kind of snow-laden trees, and as you can kind of hear a crackle of fire. What song do you think you've been humming to yourself, just to kind of keep yourself occupied during this long trek?
What was the Rancor's name? Robotnik. we're talking, and I'm like I'm bored. Hey, do you want to make up a song? And then I'd be like, Robotnik the Rancor. He's my friend. He's the biggest guy I know, and we're friends till the end. We will dance, we will sing. And it's just that.
Great. Engage, you getting in on the song, or are you just going along for the drag?
No, I'm doing like the supportive mother-father thing. I'm just clapping along in the back like...
Yeah, it's just, it's your two legs sticking up, just like clanging together.
Yeah, my feet are clapping.
Great. Yep.
I'm having a blast though. Like I'm loving that he's like carrying me. Like I feel like I'm a baby that I'm just being like carried.
Yep. A lot of gray matter in those two lobes of his, huh?
Wee! Yeah, he's pretty good. So
this guy's the best.
You arrive to a bunch of rancors, and they all kind of turn, and there's like smaller rancors and like a big rancor with like a long gray beard. One of the other rancors comes out and just goes, and he just yells back at them. And the translator says, "Yes, honey, I have escaped. I told you I would be back. And look, I brought dinner." And then he throws you at the small rancor, who I should say is still like the size of a house. And it opens its jaws, and you fly in towards its jaws. What do you do?
My warrior instincts kick in, and I'm like, hey, wait, I don't think this guy is my friend. And so then I,
I'm not, I'm a good dad.
So then I kind of, wait, I have my weapons, right? I have all my weapons.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I kind of like, I pull out my fork gun and I curl up into a ball and I try to aim myself into the mouth.
I mean, you're going for the mouth. That's the way he tossed you. So you're trying to impale this rancor.
I want to go in the mouth and then like blast my way out of the mouth.
Yeah, all right. All right.
So not unlike Sonic the Hedgehog when he jumps into a little ball to like spring on top of any kind of obstacle, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
kind of
like, you know, Men in Black where like Tommy Lee Jones like, "Ape me!" And then that's my Tommy Lee Jones, everybody.
Like Sonic the Hedgehog or Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah. Either or, yeah.
Sonic Lee Jones.
I gotta go fast. Fast, fast, fast. I don't care. I don't care. You're too slow. Do this.
I knew I should have gone with Tails.
I gotta free all those Flicky birds. Why is that bird called Flicky?
You know the difference between you and me? I make Flicky Bird look good. Anyway, should just do a Tommy Lee Jones show. Okay, so Engage, you're behind the Rancor. So you just see the arm go, what? You're too far away to help, but you are able to transform back into yourself. What do you do?
Like, my baby boy. And then I'm going to propel my lightsaber that's in me. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go right for the eye of the Rancor.
So we're talking Robotnik, right? The guy who threw him?
No. Okay. Oh, yeah.
You're
really far away
from the other guy. Yeah. So you basically have to go through Robotnik.
That's the Rancor. That's the one I'm going to do. So I'm going to shoot it at the eye of the Rancor.
All right. So, Guy, go ahead and roll me a ranged... so we'll say agility and ranged light.
All right. So my ranged light is one. Oh yeah. My ranged light agility is one. And what else do you need?
And your agility.
Oh, my agility is two.
Oh, sorry. You could also use cool because you're trying to like keep calm and murder on.
Yeah. Cool zero. Well, I'll stick to the other ones.
Dope. All right, so that is, and I'm sorry, you had one in ranged light and...
Two agility,
so that's one yellow, one green. This is a trick shot you're attempting, so I'm going to say four purple. I'm going to turn one of them into a red using a destiny point.
Does my father's intuition still kick in? Because after that fusion.
Yeah, I think so. So I'll give you one blue. I'll also give you another blue for, I describe the Rancor as having like Sam Fisher goggles. So it's like a bright green light. So it's actually like guiding the way. Yeah.
Right on. So one green, one yellow, three purple, one red, and two blue.
That is correct, sir.
Oh, boy. It's a wash.
Oh, man.
I don't think we've had a successful roll in like three episodes.
So the lightsaber flies past his head. And to your horror, Robotnik grabs it and he turns around and he's like, okay.
I guess
I'm a Jedi now. Go fuck yourself. And then he rushes you with a lightsaber.
Wait, but can I talk to him?
You can talk as he does this, yes.
No, I think you're failing to understand. I will trade you this lovely lollipop for our freedom. The only hitch is you gotta take a bite.
He swings the lightsaber at you.
Oh, God!
All right, so you're talking to him rather than dodging, so I'm going to say this isn't a particularly hard thing. But it is hard for him to wield such a small weapon, so I will add an additional one for that. I'm going to spend a point of destiny to crank it up a bit.
Brace! Brace!
I'm going to give you one boost, so a negative for him, in that you're made of metal. So this is a slightly harder target than he's used to. So that's three purple, two yellow, and a black. Interesting. Okay. So one failure, one success. Oh, damn. All right. He is real bad with this lightsaber. He ends up with one threat. So, Engage, you have an action you can take. What do you do?
So, in this place where we're located, are there any, like, trees around? Like, any forest?
Like, think it's a, basically, like a small valley, bunch of trees. There's kind of a clearing with a massive bonfire that a bunch of the Rancors seem to be hanging out by. There's a couple fucking in the trees over there. There's like other like Rancors about. You hear a lawnmower, like a massive lawnmower that looks like it was once a troop transport being like pushed somewhere nearby. But
is it still very snowy and cold, Tom?
Yes,
or is this...
very much. Yeah. And everything is in that like classic dark movie winter evening. So it's like purple and blue and really moody.
Yeah, this is being shot day for night.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So a lot of foliage.
Tons of foliage. Foliage for days.
So what I'm going to do is then I'm going to let my foliage camo shine and I'm going to jump in the woods, baby, and hide.
Oh, man, the octocam finally hit. Unfurling the wallet of many a human, you suddenly become camouflage and stumble into the trees. So the Rancor swipes down at you. Where before, it's the Milhouse thing where it's just like, am I here? Perhaps I'm here. So he swipes down at the ground. But you activate your camo and like shoulder roll into the trees. And then you can see him kind of like bring a hand up to his head and start cranking the lenses as he's clearly looking for infrared. The problem with being an enslaved Rancor weapon, though, is you don't necessarily know how your own shit works because normally someone else does it for you.
Right.
So Robotnik is tied up. Waka, you fly through the air. I think I'm going to need a brawn and athletics because this is you, like, it's less like you attacking and more just if you were in the Olympics trying to make like a perfect like luge version of yourself, like a murder luge. But if you were face murder skeleton because you're face first.
Right.
I miss the Olympics. Anyway, so in you go.
Okay, so I got brawn and you said
athletics,
which is one. So that's yellow green.
Mm-hmm.
I want to use a destiny.
Sure you do.
Please and thank you. Because I'm I'm actively aiming to get into the mouth, so it's not like mm-hmm. I'm just out of control. So
I'll also give you a boost dice because it opened its mouth to receive the tasty morsel that was being tossed into it. Okay. I'm going to say this is a two purple.
Two purple. So I get two blue then, or?
One blue.
One blue. And does my destiny upgrade it to?
Sorry. Destiny will upgrade your green to a yellow.
Okay. So two yellow, two purple, one blue.
Yes.
And I brace just for, just because I'm flying into
a
mouth.
You will need brace in a moment, but
oh,
yes,
God. Ahead. Okay. All right. All right. And I have my fork gun like pointed.
Yep.
I'm like a meat popsicle. Like the fork gun's is the stick. I'm the meat. So let's roll. Three advantages.
But no successes. No. Okay. So
well, I thought that was good.
The thing about teenage rancors is they're always hungry and they don't always stop to take the fork out of things. So this is not his first meat popsicle situation. So he is prepared to just like side nom through this thing. But you did roll three advantages. So I'm going to give this a difficulty of three for your three advantages. Or
it does help that you have like 17 knives attached to you.
Yeah. The other question I have for you, sir, is I can make the difficulty three, or the difficulty can be four, but you retain one advantage that you can reapply in some way that you see fit. It's a devil's bargain. I finally introduced those in this game too.
I'll take the advantage for later.
Yep. So, so it's two purple then, but you have a point of advantage that you're holding. Rancor stats.
Tom didn't plan to visit an entire village of Rancors.
Au contraire, good sir. Where is it? I called it Rancor-O-Rama.
Ooh.
I didn't know if we'd be going to Rancor-O-Rama, but it occurred to me as somewhere that this crew might end up. What I started doing is just sitting down and going, where don't I think they'll go? And then I write that, because that's usually where you end up. Like the coffee stuff. all right, so... 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wow, that's a lot of dice. That's not great. 4 Waka. I'm going to add 1 black dice to me because you're bracing.
Yeah,
baby. See, I don't even ask anymore. I just know. I just know that's where you're at.
I'm bracing.
Okay, so you have 1 point of advantage as you fly into the Rancor's jaws. I'm going to go ahead and roll these and see what happens, and then you can tell me what your advantage is and how you want to use it. Keep in mind, I might just say no if it's like, I don't take damage because I'm magic now.
I eat him.
Oh, my one weakness. Oh. Someone's saying the opposite thing from me. Oh, boy. That is... Jesus. One success and three advantage. So the teeth come down. What do you do? What do you use your point of advantage for? It's not a full action. It's just like one thing you can do as it happens.
Okay, I wanna like duck and roll into the mouth, dodging the teeth, and I can use my knife, my knives. I get 2 knives. And I kind of like cliffhanger myself onto the dangly thing in the back of his throat.
Uvula.
Okay. His uvula?
Yeah. I kind of just like.
So you're trying to prevent yourself from going into his stomach. Oh. Is that correct?
Yes. I figure
you want to avoid a full Pinocchio.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you leap in. You stab into the uvula. It's like. Whoa, 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 whoa.
I hate it.
Then you feel
this is hurting Tyler.
So the good news is you feel your momentum stop, and you breathe a sigh of relief. But then you realize that the reason you stopped is the Rancor bit down, and when you look down, you realize your legs are gone.
Holy shit.
This episode of Dumb Scum and Villainy features the voices of Ryan LaPlante at the Ryan LaPlante on Twitter, Tyler Hewitt at Tyler underscore Hewitt on Twitter, Adam McNamara at Adam McNamara 13 on Twitter, Guy Bradford at Guy Bradford on Twitter, and our fantastic game master, Tom McGee at McGeeTD on Twitter. This episode was edited by Ryan LaPlante, and all of Dum Dums and Dice's art is by Decapitated Markers at Decapitated Marker on Twitter. That's MRKR. Our theme song is In Orbit by Kronox, and our ad music is No Control and Chiefs by Jazzar, J-A-H-Z-Z-A-R, all available at freemusicarchive.org. When it comes to Dum Dums and Dice, you can visit our website at dumdumdice.com. Our Twitter and Instagram are at dumdumdice, and on Facebook at facebook.com/dumdumdice. But most importantly, we've got merchandise at redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice, or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Dice. That's D-U-M-B-D-U-M-B-D-I-C-E. Now get out of my shop. I'm a Toydarian. Your Jedi mind tricks do not work on me.
Dum Dums and Dice has to give a special thank you to the supreme beings of our Patreon at this time. Christian Menicola, Long Long, the Half-Blind Prophet, James Cuellar, DM Rob, Christopher Little, Joshua White, Olin Anderson, Sue One, Devin Boyce, George Dolby, One True Artistry, and Jill and Noel LaPlante. If you want your name to be added to this list, you can join our Patreon too at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Thanks to them, and a little bit of thanks to you.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.